Thank you for joining us today with Cindy Sherwood's podcast, Words for the Journey. Today's podcast, Life After Healing.
Today I want to encourage you to persevere on the road God has you on and to not give up. If you're past your healing issues and living the life God created you to live, my podcast today will be reinforcement for what you have already experienced. However, if you are still on your healing journey, then today's message will hopefully give you incentive to keep going, because good things are ahead for you. When we first get on the healing road, we're usually motivated by pain and suffering, lots of it. So many of us unnecessarily live with our pain far too long. It's not uncommon for me to hear someone has been living with their wounds for 30, 40, 50 years before they were finally ready to do something about it, or before they learned there was something they could do about it. Lots of folks don't know God will heal them and take away their pain if they will trust Him and follow His healing path. Our enemy, who resides in the pit of hell, is a very effective liar, telling us to hang on to our wounds, our bitterness and resentment, our anger and unforgiveness. What he conveniently omits is the other half of that, and you will suffer the rest of your life. And you will never know peace or joy again. And you will never experience the promised land life God has planned for you. So healing is critical. Don't skip your healing season. There's nothing worse than a ministry leader who is a hot mess. They are reaping devastation at every turn and often can't even see it. Because they are protecting their wounds rather than letting God deal with them, they blame everyone else when there's stress and discord. A wise woman once said, "Get a clue. If you are the common denominator whenever there is a problem, guess who is probably the problem?" Heal first, then serve. I've got plenty of podcasts on that subject, so I'm going to move on to my main point now. What we can expect when we finish our healing journey. Healing is temporary. Your life is not meant to be lived eternally regurgitating and recycling your wounds. Puke! Who wants that life? I don't. My ministry, His Healing Light Ministries, is designed to help folks get in, get at it, and get out. Our purpose is to help people live the life they were created to live. You can't do that if you haven't healed. But when you have, move on to the main point, living for God's purposes. So what is that exactly? God has six goals for you, six goals in mind as He restores your life. Number one, God wants you to have a peaceful mind that knows the truth. Number two, He wants your heart to be whole, healed, and filled with peace, joy, and hope. Number three, He wants to be in a close relationship with you. Number four, He wants you to be and live as the man or woman He created you to be. Number five, He wants you to be able to relate to people through grace, mercy, honesty, truth, and love. And finally, number six, He wants you to serve in His kingdom from a heart that worships Him. Let me tell you, this is a fabulous way to live. I've been in this territory for a while now, and it is wonderful. The inner peace alone is incredible. But that's not all. There is so much satisfaction and contentment doing what God made me to do. It's just downright fun. That doesn't mean it's not challenging or that I don't go through hard things. I do. Listen to some of my other podcasts. I've been through brutally painful events in recent years. But it does mean that when the challenges come, I can find my way back fairly quickly. It does mean I no longer live in constant pain and disappointment. I'm no longer lost or confused or disillusioned. Here I am in my 60s and feeling stronger and more alive than in any previous decade. I'm more prolific in my ministry than ever. Go figure. It doesn't make earthly sense. And it is a direct result of trusting God to heal me in my 30s and 40s. I would not be here if I had not gone there. So let's break this down. The six goals are fairly sequential. You can't serve in His kingdom before you have an intimate relationship with God. And you can't relate to people with love if your heart hasn't healed. So let's start at the top. A peaceful mind that knows the truth. I live near the Rocky Mountains, and I like to spend time in the mountains, particularly in the summer. I never get tired of hiking to a high meadow, showcasing majestic mountains in the distance, seeing the willowy grasses swing back and forth, and pops of yellow, red, and purple wildflowers sprinkled throughout the landscape. While it is a visual feast for sure, the best thing might be the sound. It is quiet. The most I ever hear is a wispy breeze or sporadic bird, but for the most part it's silent, beautiful, peaceful, quiet. That is our mind when God gets done with it. Gone forever is that mind full of darkness, turmoil, doubt, and anxiety. Gone are the nightmares and sleepless nights. Gone is the fear that we are without hope or purpose, that we aren't on the list of those worthy of love. Gone is the fear that we'll always be alone. This is God's promise to us when we believe Him and follow Him. Isaiah 32:17 in the NIV says, "The fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever." The effect of healing, of living God's way, is confidence, quietness, and peace. One of my very favorite verses, one I call my get me through the night verse, is Isaiah 26:3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." If my mind is fixed on Jesus, I will remain in peace. I have recited that verse at least 1,000 times over the years, and usually in the night. Our mind is key. Did you hear that? That's why we start with this goal, a peaceful mind that knows the truth. Our mind is the gatekeeper for our heart, body, and soul. Our mind is the one that says, "Yes, you may enter," or "No, you aren't allowed in here." The problem is, when we are not yet in the truth, when we haven't finished or even started our healing journey, our gatekeeper is operating with misinformation, with lies and false beliefs. We have to learn the truth and believe the truth. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's how you get freedom. Know the truth. So when our mental gatekeeper begins operating out of the truth, then God can work on His second goal, a heart that is whole, healed, and filled with peace, joy, and hope. I take issue with the action movies where the hero has been shot, run over, and dropped out of a plane, but they're still running hard and chasing the bad guys. Really? I guess believability is not their goal. Entertainment is. In reality, when our heart has been shot with another arrow of betrayal, rejection, or abandonment, we're not running hard. Except maybe to be running away. Living with arrows in our heart makes our life smaller, makes trust disappear, options shrink. It's not God's plan for us to run the race with arrows in our heart. That's ridiculous. But we do it anyway. God wants to remove those arrows. Ezekiel 11:19 in the NIV says, "I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh." He has a good plan for us if we'll just trust Him enough to get us there. Everyone loves Jeremiah 29:11 about God having a good plan and purpose for our life. But how many of us are willing to travel the territory God asks us to travel in order to get there? Too many of us think we just need to wait for the airline ticket to arrive in the mail and get on the plane where it will drop us down into our new life in the Promised Land. I'm here to tell you, honey, it doesn't work that way. We have to take the trip in order to be ready for the Promised Land. It's in the journey that we are made ready for what is to come. No journey, no Promised Land. It's that simple. Having a whole heart that's been restored allows us to do new things, to respond differently to people, to try new things. Healing expands our life. We can stand up tall, walk strong, endure much, and handle a lot. Our capacity for life grows. We can run and not grow weary. With a peaceful mind and a healed heart, we are far along in our travels and ready for the next two goals: to enjoy being in an intimate relationship with God and enjoy being the man or woman God made us to be. Lies, wounds, and false beliefs distort our relationship with God and our beliefs about ourselves. We don't know who God truly is or who we are, so we have blockage in both directions. This is a serious problem because God is the only one who can take us to the life we were created to live. If we're separated from Him, we can't get there. And if we don't know our inherent worth and how much God loves us, we won't believe He really wants to do life with us. We must be in the truth to succeed. But when we are in the truth, we are unstoppable. My Bible study, Resting in Jesus, is all about making a greater place in our life and heart for Jesus, and can help you if intimacy with God is an issue for you. My relationship with Jesus is hands down the best part of my life now. My time with Him in the morning is my favorite part of the day. Like the psalmist in Psalm 42, verse 2, I long for God's company too. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My mind and heart are open to Him, and I'm secure in His love. Prior to healing, this was not true. He guides every part of my life now because I can hear Him. I want to hear Him. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I know everything He tells me is for the best because I know He is trustworthy. And if that isn't reward enough, I'm also content in the woman God made me to be. I know who I am. And who I am is good. I say that with confidence. That's not to say I'm perfect or don't still mess up. I do, but I know God will receive me back into His arms every time. I'm secure in God's love for me and secure in myself. I'm not a broken reed anymore. I'm a tall oak tree. Isaiah 61:3 in the NIV says, "And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor." The last two goals automatically take care of themselves when the first four are accomplished. With a new mind, a healed heart, a close relationship with the Lord, and acceptance of ourselves, we're naturally going to begin to relate to people through grace, mercy, honesty, truth, and love. And we will easily and eagerly serve in God's kingdom from a heart that worships Him. With our new heart, we will be able to be patient, gentle, and respectful with people. We'll operate out of love, not judgment or hatred. Slowly, our relationships will transform from toxic to healthy. We'll be strong warriors, ready for battle. Keep in mind the promised land is not heaven. Heaven comes later. Listen to my podcast, What is Heaven Like? If you want more on that. The promised land is where we fight for God's kingdom, for His children. And we need healthy men and women to help with this war. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Service is what we were made for, but we've got to get healthy before we're ready. I rejoice and am honored to serve in God's work. When God talks about the restoration of His people in Ezekiel 36, verses 35 and 36, I relate. He has done the same thing in me. So they will say, "This land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it." God has rebuilt me. My inner being is not desolate any longer. It's like the Garden of Eden. I'm fit for service because God has remade me. If you're trudging through your healing journey right now, don't despair and don't give up. The journey is worth it. God is taking you to an amazing place. All scripture is from the New King James Version, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you for listening to Cindy Sherwood's podcast. Visit us on the web at hishealinglight.org to learn more about our ministry. Please consider rating us on iTunes or your other favorite music app. God's best to you today.